Well, spring volleyball from McCook Community College, Coach, I do believe is just about ready, is wrapped up with the matches recently, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, really, we're pretty much done with spring season. The only thing that the girls have left, we did measurements yesterday, just kind of see, you know, what we accomplished this spring. And then they also finish up with just like some year-end meetings and some doing some things like that. And then they finish off the whole season with CrossFit. So What better way to end?
Well, gosh, next week's graduation.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just, you know, I feel like they just got here after Christmas break, and now they're already packing up, ready to go home.
Went to UNK. They called it kind of their Legends Classic tournament, I think, over the weekend. But there were some other smaller schools involved. You weren't the only one.
Yep. You know, so like NJC, Cloud County, North Platte, Hastings, Doane. There was quite a few schools there besides like the Legend teams. And, you know, those Legend teams, they're alumni teams, right? Quote unquote. But they're still good. Mm-hmm. And I think they had six or seven of those teams. We ended up playing one. And I was wanting to know if any of them had any years of eligibility left. They did a great job.
How'd you do?
So the girls played really well. I wasn't able to go to Cheyenne. That was the last like really big spring matches that they went to, and they just didn't really perform well. I watched film there. Little disappointed because you put all this effort in, but I thought at UNK they came back. They looked way better than they did at Cheyenne, and won some matches. So it's basically like two sets is what you get. Won some, lost a few, but besides that, I thought we improved tremendously and definitely very promising for the returners for next season.
Well, it was nice. You got a few more matches at UNK. You said you went out to the ones that you say Wyoming?
Yep. So they all went out to Cheyenne here about 3 weeks ago, and I was at NJCAA convention, so that was a Tracer, Vic, and Evie drive for them.
Oh, boy.
And, I think Tracer was really impressed by that 8-hour van drive he got with Evie, so... he's really happy to be a part of our program.
Oh, sure.
I'm gonna
he
just
is.
Say that for him.
You bet.
Yeah.
Loves to be involved, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah.
And of course you had the North Platte Community College came here for one match too.
Yep. And then we played them. That was a pretty fast match. They only have one setter to work with, and she was kind of coming back from an injury. But that went really well. And then we had our alumni men's match, which we didn't really, coaching fail there. I just did not promote that as much as I did. But there were still quite a few people that came out. And that was also really great. I thought, one, the men, they came out ready to play. I may have recruited a little too well for that team.
A lot of the same guys as last year?
No, we actually had some new guys.
Okay.
And so they actually had a setter. And that really made a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
I will remember that for next year. But yeah, so the men's match was really fun. Again, commentated by Lena and Sean Knoll. So that was fun. Yes, they had a lot to say. And I'm just going to have to throw it out there that Josh Cherry did take one off the head on a serve.
But he won't admit that, will he?
He won't admit it.
No way.
Yeah, I think the quote was...
Off a serve?
Yeah, because he went to jump because he thought it was out, but it smoked him in the head instead.
You're never going to let him live that down.
No, like I'm going to envision that the rest of my life. And I think Lena said, way to use your head, Cherry. But yeah, no, it was super fun. And the alumni that came back too was pretty cool.
Now, you had some position changes for some of these girls, kind of working some new things, getting ready for next year.
Yeah, so, you know, I think, again, that's with spring. We try to put players in the best potential that they have to play on at a higher level for next year. So we did have some players that we moved around. Shout out to Megan Walker. She was one that she was a setter. And she just, you know, we had a very, you know... transparent conversation with her, and she just took that challenge with everything that she had. So we moved her to the right side, and she's doing fabulous, you know, playing all the way around, serve, receive, doing some great things. Aylin Wright, we moved from an outside hitter to DS libero. Again, she also is doing some great things. But besides that, I think like all the returners, they want to play next year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting forth all that effort.
I think one or two that had been some injuries. Did you have them back for some of these matches?
So like Audrey Holm, she's been battling injuries since the end of season. And so she's been up and down. Mm-hmm. I would say not 100% yet. We had her, we trickled her in there a little bit this weekend, but not full. She did well. You know, I think Tracer was really impressed with her serves. So that's, you know, she hadn't been serving for us, and she went in there and served about anywhere from the 80 to 100%, like on like target. So that was pretty good.
all coaches are sticklers with serving, but especially him.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. I actually had a conversation with the player, and I'm like, what is it? And she's like, I think I'm just always afraid I'm going to let him down. And I was like, well, it's best just to serve where he tells you to serve.
Don't let him down then.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Yeah. Yeah, at this level, we should be able to hit the spots.
He put the finger down. You serve it where he wants it.
Yeah, and he did say the other day he's going to be Romina Martinez is the one that he's going to be sad to see leave because she could just serve everywhere you tell him, and the short serves, the long serves, and did a really good job.
Yeah, you did have a couple of sophomores play with you, and for them, this is it for MCC, isn't it?
Yeah, yep, and you know, a few of those sophomores were also trying to get filmed, so like Kaitlyn Hagen wasn't able to play, but she's released and doing so well. Like, she was truly missed. I mean, she jumped in that first day back from being released off her ACL. She's coming back 9 months after post-ACL and meniscus, all the things, which is crazy to think about. And I mean, acted like she never missed a day. So she played a lot for us, trying to get, you know, film for recruiting, trying to find her a place. And she's got lots of offers out on the table right now, just trying to find the best fit for her. And then Romy, we're still kind of looking for a place for her too. Again, it's a little bit different, just not so much the right fit, but like what's really best for her family too. So
summer is going to be here before you know it, and you got summer camps you're promoting.
Yes, so we have a lot of summer camps, you know, our basic ones that we always have. I think that's like the third week in June. If anybody's coming to Healthy Kids Day at the YMCA, shout out there. All the sign-in sheets or the posters will be there for that, and we've given them to all the schools. But if you did not get one and want to know more information, of course, go to our Facebook page. That's where you can find everything. And of course, everything is online. Like you have to, that's how you register, is online only.
Yep. And you've got camp for the older kids as well with a guest coming in.
Yes. Yeah. So our guest coach this year is Terry Gamble, NJCAA Hall of Fame coach. And he's also the new head coach at West Texas A&M in Canyon, Texas. Phenomenal coach. He's impeccable. Like he's probably like the top coach that we've had come. Super excited about having him here, and he's going to be here for 2 days. So, one, I'm excited for the kids and the community in this area, but second, I'm really excited to work with him as well and just kind of learn his ways for 2 days.
Yep, that'll be coming up in the month of June. MCC Booster Club has their volleyball, the three teams involved at the Graff Event Center coming up June 23rd.
Yes, so that's
20 something. Like
I think it's the 23rd.
I'm looking at June. Is that a Saturday, June 21st?
Or it's the 22nd.
22nd on Sunday.
So, like, our camps will run from the 18th to the 21st. It is going to be that Graff Event Center is going to get used.
So. Still keeping in touch with all your recruits coming, your freshmen to be.
Yes. They're all really excited, too. I love when you have the people that are just so excited. They want to make sure they have everything done, their classes scheduled and everything. And you know, I'm jack of all trades, so I do their classes and everything, and they're all excited. They're ready for their summer workouts already, and they say that now, but once they start them, they'll probably wish they would have waited.
Right. Yeah, because summer workouts are not easy, are they?
No, they're not, and, you know, but it's exciting to have them all.
Get you ready for the upcoming season, doesn't it?
Yep. So I always say, you know, when the girls come in sore in August, we know those that have worked out.
Thanks for coming in again.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'll be seeing you at some of these camps once again throughout the month of June.
Yes, sounds good. Thanks, Rich.